artist John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Hi, everybody. It's John Elsinga with It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord, devotions on how to seek and serve the Lord in your everyday life. We encourage and enrich your faith and give you something to think about along the way. Well, hi, everybody. It's John Elsinga, and welcome back to It's a Great Day to Serve the Lord. And I got to tell you up front, I really kind of hesitate doing this. I'm a little bit under the weather. You can probably hear it in my voice. And I really thought about, you know, reposting something from a year ago. But I really wanted to get this out there. I really feel there's somebody that needs to hear this. And if it's not you directly, there is somebody that you know that needs to hear this. Or there are people in general that you know that needs to hear this. And so I'm going to ask you up front, if this is a message that someone needs to hear, I'm asking that on the YouTube, if you're on YouTube, that you'd like it, maybe that you would even share the link with somebody, an email list or whatever the case may be. And I'm going to pray right now in advance. Father God, I just pray that you've ordained this message. I know it. And there's somebody out there that needs to hear this. There's somebody out there that has been holding back on you. There's somebody out there that has their blinders on. And I pray that you would open the eyes of their heart. In Jesus' name, amen. And so I want to talk about aha experiences in life. And I think back to the eighth grade for me. And I wasn't really a good student in grade school. I was only a fair student in high school. It wasn't until I got to college that I got really serious about study. And actually turned out I loved it. But I was in an eighth grade math class, and there was something I didn't understand, some formula or whatever. And I at least had the courage. I told the teacher, I don't get this. I don't understand it. And so he tried to explain it. I still don't understand it. He tried it again. I still don't understand it. He put some stuff, some examples on the board. All of a sudden, like, oh, now I got it. Aha. There are so many things that we don't see because we don't understand. And somehow, some way, at just the right moment, in just the right circumstance, with just the right words, all of a sudden the light goes on. And we see what we've never seen before because we understand what we've never understood before. This happens all the time in real life. In family life, for example, I have a big family, and we were several months ago, we were having a family get together at our youngest son's home, and he and his wife have two very young children. His siblings have children, and his siblings are quite a bit older than he is. And we were having a discussion. I think it was about culture and values and all this kind of thing, and he said something that really struck at me that is so true, and I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to paraphrase it. Maybe it's not exactly the way he said it. But he said this, quote, when you have children of your own, you look at things differently. You see things differently. And you care about different things. In other words, children in your life changes everything. All of a sudden, you see things differently. You care about different things because you're caring about the children. This is also the case in matters of faith. There are many, many, many people that are not open to see, that don't want to see, that have their blinders on and their defense mechanisms going. They don't want to see what God has for them in Jesus Christ. And there was a discussion between the Apostle Paul and King Agrippa way back in the Bible times. And Paul was actually going up before King Agrippa for his own defense. And he is talking about what Jesus had done for him and what Jesus charged to him was. And he says, watch this discussion now. In Acts chapter 26, starting with verse 16, he says, "I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes so that they may receive the forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified in faith in me, in Jesus Christ." And then King Agrippa responds to Paul. He says, "Do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?" Paul replied, "Short time or long, I pray to God that not only you, but all who are listening to me may become what I am, that is, a believer in Jesus Christ, a follower of Jesus Christ, and for the change," because he was in chains. And so this is the way it is in life, isn't it? The King Agrippa-Paul conversation. You're in a discussion, and if the discussion turns to matters of faith and believing in Jesus Christ, all of a sudden, the defense mechanisms are already at work within those that aren't open and block from their mind what they want to hear, or block from their mind what they're about to hear, because they don't want to hear it. They don't want to. That's the simple fact. There is a story, a current story from a French atheist by the name of Guillaume Bignon. And Guillaume, if I mispronounce your name, please forgive me. And he has this great book called Confessions of a French Atheist. This is real life stuff. I just love this book. It's so honest. It's so real. You can identify it if you pick up the book. In fact, I'm going to provide a little video picture of what that book looks like right now. Anyway, in his book, he wanted to prove to his girlfriend that belief in Christianity is absurd, and he set out to do so by examining her beliefs. So he could prove her wrong. And so he says, one of the things he says is, quote, "It's interesting to me in retrospect is that my pursuit of happiness at any cost," that's what he was in pursuit of, and that included women, and included this particular woman, "my pursuit of happiness at any cost brought me closer to facing the question of God's existence," unquote. Isn't that great? It's sometimes people that fight the hardest are the ones that are the closest. They're right up there to the edge. But they got their blinders on, they got the blockages again, they just are ready, they got the defense mechanisms going, and they're ready to resist, push it away, don't listen to it, don't hear it. And then, in the process that he went through, and I just love this, he makes what he calls an unbelieving prayer, a skeptical prayer to God. And he says, and he prays, quote, "God, if you exist, you might be interested in my investigation. So go ahead, reveal yourself to me. My mind is open," unquote. I think his mind really was not that open at that time. But to be objective, he knew it had to be. To be really truthfully, honestly, brutally objective, he knew his mind had to be open. He knew he had blinders on. He knew he had defense mechanisms. And so maybe that was a point where his mind was just partially open. My friend, or friends of friends, whoever's listening to this, my question is, do you want to see? Is your mind really open? Really? Truthfully? Paul says in Ephesians 1:18, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people." I pray that the eyes of your heart may be open. You think you're open. You talk about being open, but it's really not. the blinders are on, the defense mechanisms are there, the confirmation bias is at work. So I'm praying for you or anybody that's listening to this, that you would see Jesus Christ right now in a fresh, new way. Or even for those that are in a circumstance or a situation they don't understand, that God, you would open the eyes of their heart that they may see what they don't see. So how do you prepare then to be objective? My suggestion is you do what that French atheist did, even if it's a little skeptical. Go ahead, investigate. Go ahead, study. Go ahead, ask questions. But in the process, make sure you're really open. Hear, listen. Simply pray this prayer that's in Psalm 119, verse 18. He's praying to God, open my eyes that I might see the wonderful things in your law. Or we could say, the wonderful things in your word. Or we could say, the wonderful things in the story about how Jesus Christ came to redeem us, to give us a love that we don't deserve, a love beyond all of our expectations, a love beyond anything we can experience anywhere in this earth, is the love of Jesus. And so, my friend, or whoever's listening to this, I'm going to pray for you again right now. Lord God, I pray, whoever's listening to this, you would open the eyes of their heart that they might see what you want them to see, so that they could understand what they've never understood, so that they could believe what they never believed. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's your devotional for this week. And God bless you, and remember, it's a great day to serve the Lord.